Sorry, Sylvia, you're not coming through. If you would like to text me your suggestions, I can text those to the rest of the ladies. If not, maybe you can try again here in a little bit to get back through. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. I also copy you loud and clear. So there were lots of good suggestions in there, and you already gave us several suggestions. And after we read about the car kit and that kind of thing, did you have any suggestions or comments for what we read this evening?
I think it sounded great. And more people can go over it and put it to use. That's what counts.
Copy that. Well, like we mentioned before, you know, if something does happen and you're in your car and you can't get home right away, what you have in your car is it. So if you have all of this stuff with you, you're going to be a whole lot better off than some people that we probably know. Is there anything else, Carol?
The only thing I could think of, and I have larger ones, but if there's any type of small portable chair that's not heavy that people could carry, I mean, sitting down is essential when something like that happens. If you're going to have to, you know, relax your back and everything else, then kind of help you get your mind together.
Copy that. Yeah, that's a good idea. I know that we have some. They're just relatively small triangular chairs, and they come in a small bag, but if we're sitting on it for any length of time, that would be uncomfortable. But for a short amount of time, I think you're exactly right. Is there anything else, Carol?
Not at this time. You're doing great.
Well, thank you, and you're doing great as well. We would know a lot less without you. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening? WQZA 709 Marcia? I'm making cookies. Awesome. Well, save me a few. Did you have any suggestions this evening, Marcia?
Yes, I'm thinking about buying a trailer to carry all this stuff with. But no, I like what you read.
Copy that. Well, one thing that I did notice in there, it talked about if you can't carry a backpack to buy, you know, they make the suitcases that are on wheels. So, I mean, that would be something if you couldn't carry a backpack for any length of time. At least you could pull a suitcase with some things in that. So, well, thank you, Marcia. We appreciate both of you ladies for sharing and participating in this radio check. And we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRKV 487 Kimber. I copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we've covered this before, but I think it's always a good idea to refresh. And last week we talked about the car kits, and Carol had some really good ideas, and there are some really good ideas in the page that we just read. Is there any suggestions or comments that you'd like to share, Kimber?
Yeah, I have I just like what we're going over in this book, and I think it's very good practice for all of us to go through it. Every year and you know, at least once a month, and see what we need, add a little to it each time, and just make sure you're ready for emergencies when they happen to you. I have to talk about what happened here last night, break. So at 3:30 in the morning, the RV park next to me, our friend, their trailer caught on fire in the middle of the night. It's a fifth wheel RV, and we heard an explosion, and it it was horrible. It rattled the house. And then we look outside and see that they had already, it caught on fire. It was up, engulfing the entire RV in a matter of 6 minutes when fire service arrived. And it looked like it was a refrigerator, but really bad. And as a reminder, have your fire supplies ready, Brake. This is when the bulb bag comes or the go kit comes, having your papers all together. Get yourself together because you never know how fast it's going to happen. Fire can consume your house in no time flat. Thankfully, our neighbors were safe. We went out there and made sure everything was good. Fire department, yeah, it took 6 minutes to get here and got it out pretty quickly, but it kept smoking and smoldering even today. And they lost their house completely. So prayers for them. And just a reminder, be ready, my friends. One more break. I really like the idea of a cart to carry, and maybe even like a baby stroller that's made for the off-road ones with the big wheels. If you can't, if you need help walking and you can't carry all that stuff, you can always put it in one of those and push it along. They work pretty darn good. Just a little idea. Or the bag with wheels, or suitcase with wheels. And I also want some of Marcia's cookies. That sounds good, cookies. Back to Nett, unless I want me to talk about Amron.
Wow, those are some really good ideas. Yeah, I had never thought about the stroller as you were talking about, but you're totally right. And definitely, prayers going out to your neighbors, that's horrible. And I can't imagine the feeling of loss that they must have at this time. So definitely prayers go out to them. If you go ahead and talk about the Amron net, please, Kimber.
Got you there. Thank you. And thanks, Karen, for doing the net. Thanks to all the ladies for being here. It's a feeling of friendship that can't be beat. So the Amron net, folks, I run this net, and along with the other net control stations who help me out, good people, we do a check-in for a group, and then I read the intelligence brief, and then we also do our Channel 3 check-ins. That's off the repeaters, learning how to use your radio and make your skills come to work. Off the repeaters, you don't need a license for that. You just talk on FRS, MERS 3 and CB3, and that's simplex for a ham. Let me break. Once you know how to talk on the radio to your people and become comfortable with it, it's easy. It's like just it's right there, and it's a good way to ask for help or give help to those in need. So for the Grants Pass, Illinois Valley area, we do it on Sunday nights at 7 on this repeater. And for Jackson County area, which is Rogue River, Weimar, and south of that, and even around here, I do it on the Elk 675 repeater on Monday nights at 8. Monday nights at 8 or Sunday at 7. Thank you, Karen. Back to Nett, and you all be safe out there. WRKV 487.
Well, thank you very much for that information, Kimber. Like I said, prayers go out to your friends. We appreciate you sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?